This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage, and this is where we speak to women of influence and leadership. If you have been around as long as I have, you would definitely have heard of Avon, or the Avon lady who goes around selling cosmetics, a brand that has been around for 135 years. How is it revamping and evolving to stay relevant? I'm here with Tan Mei Yen, the GM of Avon Malaysia. Nice to be speaking to you, Mei Yen.
Nice to speak to you. Good morning, Freda. It's lovely to be talking to you today.
Right. And you have been in different companies, mostly managing trade marketing, relationship building to leadership positions. What is it about Avon that struck you the most in the almost 1 year you have come on board?
Having a vast opportunity given to me throughout my career journey before joining Avon has certainly served me very well. One thing that struck me about joining Avon after almost a year will be how purpose-driven this company is. Avon has a very rich heritage in supporting causes of vital women, such as the education of breast cancer and the continuous fight against women violence. Avon is very dedicated to creating successful women by providing them with freedom to earn and entrepreneurship opportunities. I'm super proud and thrilled to be part of this iconic company, Avon, that believes in creating a better world for women.
Right. You know, and I guess over the years as well, right, what have been some of the leadership lessons and insights you're bringing with you, given the need to, you know, change the company or to steer the company in the midst of this pandemic?
I think it's really very, very important for us to be agile, innovative, creative and adaptive. Avon is built on relationship between representatives and their customers, as well as between Avon employees and representatives with support and empower. No, I want to be a connector and an enabler and a multiplier. I'm so passionate about connecting people with information and resources so that we can perform at the same time, make a meaningful impact to the society. Because of the experience in my career so far, I was able to think about hard necessity, being strategic yet functional, planning for the future while steering the company in this present pandemic.
Okay, so obviously you joined before the pandemic, right?
Yes, I joined 2 weeks before we were locked down.
Okay. And, you know, if you look at the number of distributors that you have in Malaysia right now, what kind of numbers are we looking at?
So across the world, we have almost 5 million beauty reps around the world.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really say so much in Malaysia, but across the world, we have a network of nearly 5 million beauty reps.
Right.
They're actually in our Avon network currently.
Okay. Now, Avon in Malaysia has been around for over 40 years, right? So what is your key focus looking at the many, many changes in both the beauty and economic landscape?
During these unprecedented times, you know, more and more people is looking for viable to earn income or to supplement their existing income.
Hmm.
In the changes in the beauty and economy landscape, you know, Avon networks of representatives by accelerating our digital transformation to enhance the opportunity to earn and future-proof their income.
Mm.
You know, we have launched our Watch Me Now brand refresh, which leads to the revitalization with a bolder and confident tone of voice.
Mm.
My current focus is on harnessing the power of relationship via our sales rep and equip them with digital tools, training and support to empower them and drive our purpose-led initiative to give back to our community.
Right. And right now, when you talk about digital as well, so people can also shop online as well, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Now, you talk about the brand refresh, right? The Watch Me Now campaign. Tell us a little bit more about this campaign.
So Watch Me Now campaign is all about our brand positioning to life.
Mm-hmm.
It expresses what Avon is all about. It's a celebration of overcoming barriers and defying expectations. You can check out our we are embracing in our new brand film. We have a new logo, you know, a new visual identity, which we really are very, very excited about because it reflects what Avon is today. We also have a more confident new tones of voice and better resonate with our audience and really call out our purpose even more.
Hmm. Okay, so what does the brand refresh, right? How does it affect the distributors? How does it affect the customers?
Avon is about the business. It's built on relationship. Mm. Now, our direct selling model still remains relevant, even with the new norm of physical distancing, where we are now more socially connected than ever before. Now, in today's context, we are using digital tools to enable our sales reps, and so that they could earn flexibility across the social platform in their comfort of their home.
Right.
You know, the COVID-19 has really upped the pace of our digital makeover, where e-commerce platforms saw a spike in transactions during the COVID-19 outbreak. The new norm of 2020, you know, has seen us supporting our beauty sales rep virtually. Now, during this pandemic, we are working very hard on strengthening our communities virtually, as we believe that staying socially connected is more important than ever. Now, we support our representatives through regular contacts, video workshops to help them to build their business online, as well as offering key insights on how to capitalize on digital channels. The result of many representatives, you know, has led to outstanding business results during this pandemic with our support to them on digital.
Right. Okay, now wait, so we're talking about digital. Will this change, you know, when the pandemic ends? Is that face-to-face still important?
Yeah, it will not change. Most of our reps are already using some form of digital channel to conduct their engagement and transaction with customers,
right,
whether it's on social media or through mobile and web. So we are here where we are today because we keep our customers and our strong network of representatives at the center of Avon business, and being clear on our destination, you know, by unlocking opportunities for them and providing a suite of digital tools was a natural extension of our business built on relationship. As more and more personal connection are established through digital means today, you know, using it to enable our representatives has not only helped them to reach more, earn more, but it also opened up Avon to an entirely new generation of consumer.
Right.
Digital transformation, you know, crosses every aspect of our growth strategy. And by offering consumers the opportunity to shop online, we have seen a significant conversion to our digital site. Now, in addition to our online store, we also introduced a digital brochure with a pre-order checkout functionally to support our representatives. You know, at Avon, we are very committed to support our reps to achieve success, giving them the tools, training, networks, and opportunity to help their business prosper.
Right.
However, you know, however you want to choose to sell Avon, you know, we are here to make it easy for you.
So do you feel that a direct selling model, because it's direct selling, it's not multi-level or, you know, but it's direct selling, is the model still relevant today?
The model will definitely be relevant during is more relevant during this physical social distancing moment. We have always done beauty differently, and we won't stop now. We are taking what we learned over the past 135 years and applying that in today's context, using digital tools that enable our sales rep to earn flexibility today across their social platform in the comfort of their home. Now, we even saw an exponential growth of customer digital transaction in our e-commerce platform today.
The reason I'm also asking is, like, you know, apart from online shopping, right, and of course a lot more brands have come about, right, and people are listening, you know, to KOLs, right? The KOL just say something, right, and then, you know, like, how are you how are you relevant, or how are you adapting to that, because, you know, that's also made an impact in the beauty industry.
Yes, definitely. Now, Avon has grown from a humble perfume company to one of the biggest and most dynamic brands in the world. We are taking what we learned over the past 135 years about the power of relationship and social selling, and apply that in today's context by introducing the new digital tools to enable our beauty advisor to earn flexibility today across the social platform. You know, we have built the world's largest network of female entrepreneurs. And what sets us apart from others is our focus to improve women's lives and making them successful. This purpose is at the heart and center of our transformation. While financial independence of women remains our primary focus, and we will continue to speak out and support causes that affect women, such as breast cancer, domestic violence, and education. You know, through this strong purpose, it is our belief that customers want to shop with a brand that does good for the world. As our brand evolves and modernizes, we really hope the existing love and respect people have for everyone will be re-energized.
All right. I will continue our conversation with Tan Mei Yen, the GM of Avon Malaysia, after this. You're listening to Enterprise BFM 89.9.
Big Front Man. BFM 89.9.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Her Vantage on Enterprise and Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Tan Mei Yen, the GM of Avon Malaysia. You know, also, you know, one of the things that I know Avon carries a wide range of products, but not all are related to beauty, right? How do you decide what to offer here and how do you usually market them?
So we are passionate about keeping our representative and consumer at the forefront of beauty. You know, we are creating products that embrace the hottest trend and cutting-edge technology, you know, alongside with everyday essentials that will be staple of their beauty kit. You know, we have a group of very talented scientists, engineers, and specialists consistently pair beauty with scientific innovation through world-renowned brands and pioneering products mastermind in our innovation center. You know, we have produced almost 750 patents in the last 20 years alone. Soon, we will also be launching a breakthrough product under the Avon, a new skincare line, where it contains our patented Protinol. You know, this product is fantastic. It really helps to restore 7 years of collagen lost in 7 days. You know, Avon is a leading global beauty company, and we sell a range of other product categories such as fashion, home, innerwear. So we believe it is important to constantly, you know, review our product and consult and listen to our reps and customers to ensure that we offer, you know, relevant products and meet the demands of the consumers today.
Right. So you're going beyond makeup and skincare, right? And, you know, like, what do you see the some of the industry trends in region and around the world?
I think the industry trend around the world, you know, beauty is very different today. You know, everyone has always done beauty differently. So that's why, you know, with the very strong purpose from Avon and with the Watch Me Now campaign, you know, we are very confident that, you know, we can ensure that we offer beauty and it's accessible to everyone in the world. So I'm, you know, with the Watch Me Now campaign, I'm really very confident that Avon, you know, can celebrate the success of the underdogs, you know, and really highlight the unexpected and underestimate Avon brand with its people and then our activism and our products.
Right. And when I talk about industry trends as well, like, you know, what's different in America, what's different in Europe, what's happening in Asia, would you be able to give some insight about that?
I think from Europe, America and in Asia, beauty is definitely a bit more different because due to the ethnicity that we have across the world. Right. But I think by end of the day, you know, every woman really wants to look beautiful, you know. We across the world, we really want to make sure beauty is accessible to everyone. This is what Avon really believes in. That's why you can see how our purpose, we continue to help the woman, you know, to be confident, you know, and really, you know, be proud of themselves and empower them to be a very successful woman.
Right. And I guess, like, okay, when the products that you have, you know, one of the things, you know, this Asia, the importance of fairness, right? And, you know, and I don't think it's the right messaging, right? Beauty equal to fairness. How are we, I guess, changing that messaging or, you know, improving or building on that, that, you know, is beyond, you know, beauty is beyond the skin color?
Everyone has never sold any whitening products that chemically bleach or lighten the skin, you know. And we consider having conversation with our associates, you know, our representatives and the wider community that we highlight some of our products, how some products claim associated with a single idea of beauty that is not aligned with the Avon inclusive beauty philosophy. You know, we believe in celebrating beauty in all forms and in all diversity. And we recognize now that following industry convention was wrong, you know. We are taking steps to remove whitening claims from our skincare product.
Right.
You know, we have built the world's largest network of women, regardless of what their background, age, education, and social status. And we give them tools to support and to support them, give them opportunities to earn, to support themselves and their family. Today, we are evolving our business through our brand refresh and our commercial strategy to deliver a high-tech, high-touch brand that brings customers the latest trend through a very direct personal experience driven by innovation and technology. So beauty brand like us, you know, we connect directly with our customers and our beauty entrepreneurs and to continue to embed our purpose as we engage our community and social issues that impact women globally.
You know, one of the things I'm looking at your campaign right now is also gender violence and also breast cancer, right? These are some of the causes that Avon is believes in. You know, so what is Malaysia doing in this space?
So for Malaysia in Avon, we are also working very closely with the NGOs, you know, to provide the support, you know, in domestic violence. We are also the ambassador for breast cancer. So, you know, Avon is an iconic purpose-driven company with so much heritage. And we want to ensure that, you know, we support all these causes, you know, and in Malaysia, we are really focusing on breast cancer and also domestic violence. So, you know, in the company, we ensure that this purpose is really something all our associates believe in, and we really want to be the ambassador to drive this in the Malaysia community to help all the women in Malaysia who is facing this, you know, who has to face this two very difficult, I would say, situation that they face, especially during this physical distancing, you know, more and more domestic violence.
Yeah.
And I think we as Avon really play a very important role to help this people, whether it's women, men around the Malaysia community.
Right. So you work with the NGOs that support these causes, whether it's breast cancer and gender violence.
Yes.
Right. I also noticed that y'all were the first to stop animal testing on your products, right?
Yes. Yes, we have actually really tried to stop all our animal testing because I think being an Avon brand, as you see our purpose, you know, we want to be a brand that is relevant to the consumers. And with now, you know, young people, they want a very purpose-driven company. And animal testing, you know, everybody is very sensitive about, you know, testing on animals. And I think by Avon driving this purpose, it's really, really great for the company because I'm sure, you know, this will really help the brands because the younger consumer will definitely resonate with us more, you know, if we are driving the right purpose for the community.
And so what are some of the milestones you want to see for Avon Malaysia in 2021?
You know, we want to enhance the power of relationship and social standing and applying that in today's context. You know, using new digital tools that enable our beauty advisor to earn flexibly across their social platform. You know, what's more is that we will continue to innovate and evolve through investment in research, product development and people, to also ensure beauty is democratic and accessible to all. You know, we want to continue to speak out, you know, to drive change and positive impact on causes that affect women globally. Finally, we want people to see Avon differently. That is, you know, this company is a very purpose-driven company that has always championed for women, that we are now doing it more and more relevant, bold and confident way. We also want to appeal to the younger generation, streamlining our product categories to offer what is relevant for consumers today. And we want to enhance our distribution channel for Avon to be more accessible as well.
All right. Thanks for being with us. I've been speaking to Tan Mei Yen, the General Manager of Avon Malaysia. You've been listening to Her Vantage and Enterprise, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.